To Denmark now, and what's been the country's biggest impact on the international news stage for some time. Dominating Denmark and the United States today is the conviction of the head of an Islamic terror cell. Tahawur Hussein Rana was found guilty of plotting to attack the building of Jyllands Posten newspaper in Copenhagen, the publication behind the controversial Muhammad cartoons. The grisly plans of the cell unveiled in court included the beheading of journalists. For Network Europe, Jan Simmen is in Copenhagen, and I put it to him just before we came on air that this is not the kind of news peaceful Denmark is used to being involved with.
It is indeed a very interesting story. First, I have to take you to Chicago, where right now a terrorist has been found guilty on plotting and succeeding with terrorist attack. One of the terrorist attack he succeeded with in planning was the terror attack on Mumbai in India, where 166 people were killed. Now, during the court against the terrorist Tahawur Rana, 34 other terror plans were revealed. But the main attack is supposed to be happening on Danish soil. Now, exactly that plan of the attack led now to the conviction of Rana.
Jan, what were the terrorists' plans?
The details of the plans were quite simple. Get into the building of Jyllands Posten, which is the newspaper behind the Muhammad drawings, take as many prisoners as you can, and then start to behead all the people who are working inside of the newspaper. Another part of the plan was to throw out these heads out of the window, and the reason for that was to create as much fear as possible. And my guess is they would have succeeded greatly.
Jan, do the police in Denmark still fear further attacks, do you think?
Yes, Richard, the police does take this very seriously. You see, this is not the only plot that the police has found. December, a young guy who came from Belgium with Muslim background managed to blow himself up in a toilet. Also here, the police believed that his aim was Jyllands Posten's headquarters in Copenhagen. And another attempt at attack was four guys crossing the border from Sweden to Denmark. They were arrested, and in the trunk of the car, the police found weapons and bombs. Also here, the police believes that the aim of the attack would have been Jyllands Posten. So you see, this is a clear sign that Denmark has now become one of the main targets for the terrorists of this world. And that, of course, worries the police and the public.
Jan, do you think the potential, the plotting of these terror attacks in Copenhagen has changed the way people think and feel?
Yes, you could say that Denmark has changed after the drawings of the Muhammad. You see, before you could enter any newspaper in Denmark with absolutely no control, no security whatsoever. Now, if you visit Jyllands Posten, you will find it looks more like a fortress than a newspaper. So things have changed for the worse here in Denmark.
My thanks to Jan Simmen in Copenhagen.